USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President-elect Joe Biden has picked up 132 votes in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, following a recount paid for by President Donald Trump's campaign. The results came in late Friday, 1 week after the recount of nearly 460,000 ballots. Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen.
I promised that this would be a transparent and fair process, and it was. There was an examination of every ballot by election workers, a meticulous recounting of every ballot that was properly cast, a transparent process that allowed the public to observe.
Biden now has a 20,000-vote lead in Wisconsin. A recount in Dane County is expected to be complete by Sunday. Also in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that officials in the city of Milwaukee have found nearly 400 unopened and uncounted absentee ballots. The Board of Canvassers voted unanimously that they be opened and counted. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Recapping our top story, a recount in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, has added 132 votes to President-elect Joe Biden's lead. This is the latest in a round of losses in President Trump's fight for a second term. More from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau and Tim Berg.
President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling.
In a shortened day of Black Friday trading, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs, and the Dow, which crossed 30,000 for the first time ever this week, settled at 29,900. Moderna shares jumped over 15%, and Pfizer rose nearly 2%. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
COVID-19 has hit at least three more NFL teams and caused schedule changes. Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens and four other teammates tested positive. Baltimore's game against Pittsburgh that was moved from Thanksgiving night to Sunday has again been moved to Tuesday night. And the LA Rams and Denver Broncos also canceled practice Friday. The Rams are set to host the 49ers and Denver set to host New Orleans on Sunday. 24 hours before the most hyped boxing fight in years, former champions Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. delivered final pre-fight comments at Friday's weigh-in.
I'm pitching punches, and everything else is up to Roy. I'm coming at him. He doesn't have to worry about me. If I'm going to run anywhere, I'm running right at him.
I make a lot of mistakes. They say my whole boxing career was a mistake, and I love it. They say I did everything wrong, but it worked out right. So I can't tell you how to do it. It's going to probably look wrong, so I know if I try to tell it to you, it's going to sound wrong, but it's going to turn out right, trust me.
The pay-per-view costs $49.99 live from Staples Center on Saturday night. And this year's Best in Show winner at the National Dog Show is Claire. Here's her handler, Angela Lloyd, on the Today Show.
It was a champion-only show this year, so it's the best of the best. You just have to go in and give it your all every time. And we have to do it three different times, and she totally participated and did her best.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.